It's a real feel of 36 degrees Celsius, currently 29 degrees Celsius in the south of this afternoon. The headline. Transnet Alliance cuts ties with PF's faction amidst leadership crisis. The CID ready to facilitate political dialogue ahead of August elections. And Russia sends Navy ships to guard oil tanker being pursued by U.S. forces.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Tonse Alliance Chairperson, Professor Danny Pule, has announced that the Patriotic Front is with immediate effect no longer a member of the Alliance. Professor Pule said the Alliance has also formally severed all ties with the PF faction led by Given Melinda, which is currently entangled in court disputes involving PF faction leader Robert Chabinga. Speaking during a media briefing, Professor Pule said the Alliance will no longer recognize the PF as a political party and will instead work with the ECL-PF political movement. He has explained that the decision honors the wishes of the late former Republican President Edgar Lungu and allows the Alliance to move forward. Professor Pule said the Council of Leaders unanimously observed that the Alliance had been held hostage, delayed in making progress, and portrayed as institutionally disorganized due to the PF's ongoing leadership crisis and internal political turmoil.
The Council of Leaders unanimously observed and agreed that the Tonse Alliance has been held at ransom or hostage, delayed to make progress, and made to look institutionally disorganized as a result of the leadership crisis, wrangles, court battles, factionalism, divisions, rivalry, and chaotic politics in PF as the anchor party for many months, especially after the death of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Hence, the Council resolved that the Alliance shall henceforth only maintain the membership of ECLPF movement as per constitution as guided by Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu himself and has officially done away with anyone and everything to do with the PF party. That is in court with Honorable Robert Chabinga.
The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, says it is fully prepared to facilitate structured dialogue among political players ahead of the general elections scheduled for 13th August 2026. This follows calls from stakeholders across society who have consistently emphasized the need for ZCID to take a leading role in facilitating dialogue as the country moves closer to the polls. ZCID board chairperson Joyce Musenge said dialogue had already commenced with the center's readiness anchored in its technical and institutional capacity and ongoing engagement with political stakeholders, but acknowledged that challenges remain. She said the challenges include trust deficits among political actors, differing expectations, and the limited time remaining before the election.
ZCID's approach moving forward includes finalizing consultations to inform the summit of political party presidents, designing a transparent and inclusive dialogue framework, extending engagement to the Zambia Police, Electoral Commission of Zambia, civil society, faith-based organizations, traditional leaders, eminent persons, and other key stakeholders, balancing urgency with realistic timelines ahead of the August 2026 election, focusing dialogue on electoral reform, political conduct, conflict resolution mechanism, and conditions for peaceful, free, and fair elections.
Now, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga says the involvement of state institutions in the matter involving Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda creates the impression that the government machinery is being used to pursue an individual for holding dissenting views. Father Mapulanga has told Hot FM News that the actions taken against the Archbishop give the appearance of targeted persecution rather than a fair and impartial legal process. He has noted that Archbishop Banda has been vocal in criticizing the government and challenging its positions on various national issues, which he believes may have triggered the actions against him. Father Mapulanga has further suggested that instead of openly engaging with the bishop's views, authorities appear to be using alternative means to silence or intimidate him. adding that individuals perceived to be supportive of the government have allegedly been involved in various offences without facing similar consequences.
It looks like the government is using its machinery to use the government machinery for silencing is another thing. And people who support the government, for example, have been involved in various offences. I've been committing various offences, but if you support the government is not right to get at you. So in that case, it can be like selective justice.
In more news this afternoon, the National Union of Miners and Allied Workers has emphasized the importance of strong stakeholder engagement for the effective functioning of the newly established Mines Appeals Tribunal. The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development recently set up the tribunal to provide an accessible and specialized platform for resolving disputes within the mining sector. In an interview, Union President So Simujika has described the move as a welcome development, saying it has potential to promote peace and stability in the mining industry. He has noted that for many years, the sector has been plagued by persistent conflicts, particularly between small-scale miners and the government, largely arising from disagreements over licensing, regulatory enforcement and access to mining rights.
To come up with an arrangement where OD or a group of organized arrangement is looking after that sector or that side of the sector, it's a welcome move by government. It's a welcome move by government. Because there are a lot that needs to be done in the small scale arrangement. It's supposed to be capacity building in terms of working culture, working environment, the safety. So all those need to be addressed. So how do you do that? You need a platform that is well organized. It's engagement involving all the stakeholders involved, and then you sit down on a dialogue table, and then you come up with ways and means of bringing that sector into normal.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Mobile Money Business Association says the newly enacted Mobile Money Transaction Levy Act of 2025 on person-to-person transactions is likely to negatively affect the growth of the digital finance in the country. The act, which introduces an upward adjustment in transaction fees, became effective on January 1st, 2026. In an interview with Hot FM Business News Association President Pamfred Haswega said the increase is likely to erode public confidence, particularly at a time when customers are already facing challenges related to network services. He has urged the government to strike a balance in taxation that benefits both consumers and mobile money agents.
If you look at what is currently happening, one, we have a lot of network outages that are really eroding the confidence that we consumers are having. Then on top of that, once consumers realize that the cost of transactions they used to make, same transactions but the cost has slightly gone up, we are also likely to get that negative response in as far as consumers are concerned. And what this may result into is a reduced usage of these digital platforms, because I think that has always been our worry, that when it comes to taxing this sector, government really needs to strike a healthy balance.
The Hot International.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Top International News.
Russia has deployed Navy assets to escort an oil tanker also being pursued by U.S. forces across the Atlantic, CBS News, BBC's media partner in the U.S., has reported. The ship, which currently is not carrying anything, historically has transported Venezuelan crude oil and was thought to be between Scotland and Iceland on Tuesday. President Donald Trump said last month that he was ordering a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela, a move the government there described as theft. The BBC has more on other stories.
President Trump says the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 million barrels of what he calls sanctioned oil to the United States. Caracas has not confirmed the concession. President Zelensky has praised agreements reached at a meeting of Ukraine's allies in Paris as efforts continue to finalize common peace proposals.